Take the sum total of the generations between Adam and Jesus based on the combined genealogies in Matthew and Luke. Then divide by 40 and add 12.
Melanie, did you take
my... don't make me lose my concentration. Take the number of years since Israel became a nation in 1948.
Since Israel became a nation? Mel, what are you doing?
Quiet, it's all in this book. Just wait a minute. The total number should then be divided by 3.
Let me see that thing.
Hey, I'm not finished. Now you made me lose my place.
The Second Coming by Henry Fernbank, a Power of Praise paperback. Power of Praise? Isn't that a TV show?
Yep. Henry Fernbank is the preacher.
What are you doing with one of his books?
Amber Caldwell lent it to me. Her family watches the show all the time. I think if we watched the show, things would be a lot different around here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We'd act like better Christians and be ready for his coming.
Henry Fernbank is coming to Odyssey?
Not Henry Fernbank. This book tells exactly when Jesus is coming back.
Good grief, Mel.
The answer's right here on page 27.
You're kidding.
Nope. You want to know what it is?
Oh, sure. Go ahead. When does the great Henry Fernbank think Jesus is supposed to come back?
Saturday.
Ever since Jesus left us the first time, Christians have eagerly awaited the day of his return. Melanie Jacobs is no exception. And now it sounds like she knows when that day is. Or does she? Find out when our adventure in Odyssey begins right after this. And now, Melanie's adventure in Odyssey.
You're bonkers, Melanie. You think the Lord is coming back next Saturday?
Yeah, it's all in the book. Henry Fernbank used a bunch of math and symbols from Revelations and stuff to come up with the answer.
It's crazy. Nobody knows when Jesus is coming back.
Oh, yeah? Why not?
Well, because Jesus said so. In the Bible. Somewhere. You don't really believe he's coming back in 2 days, do you?
Sure I do. And, boy, do I have a lot of work to get done.
There's something wrong here, Melanie. Does Mom and Dad know about this? I don't think they're going to be very happy.
Why not? They believe Jesus is coming back, right?
Well, yeah.
And you believe Jesus is coming back?
Yeah, but that's...
Then why couldn't it be next Saturday?
I don't know. It just isn't, Mel.
That's what you say. But I believe it, and I'm gonna be ready.
Hi, Mel.
Hey, Mom. Do we have any masking tape?
Yeah, in the drawer next to the phone.
Thanks.
I don't know how you kids can get so many fingerprints on this window. 4 hands, 16 fingers, and 4 thumbs simply don't account for it.
Is this all the masking tape we have?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I better buy some. I'll never get these posters up with one roll.
Posters for what?
Saturday.
What's happening on Saturday?
Jesus is coming back, and I thought I'd hang some posters telling everybody.
Oh.
I'll be back in a little while.
All right, but don't be gone too long. Oh, that girl. She's not selling tickets to fairs for charity. She's hanging posters for the return of... Melanie? Melanie?
Whit?
Well, hi, Dale. My word, are you all right?
Yes, I,
Can I get you anything? Water? A tank of oxygen? Or...
Posters.
You want posters?
No. Melanie,
Melanie wants posters?
No, she's on.
She's on a poster?
Want... I...
She's on a wanted poster?
No. She's on her way through Odyssey hanging posters, and I want to stop her. Has she been in here?
Well, I haven't seen her. What kind of poster is she putting up?
Here's one I took off the fence. Take a look.
Well, let's see. Henry Fernbank says Jesus is coming next Saturday. Are you ready? Henry Fernbank?
A Power of Praise television show.
Oh, yes, I've heard of it. Well, I don't know much about it, though. Is that his picture?
I think Melanie was trying to draw Jesus.
Oh, well, what started all this?
I haven't a clue. All I know is my wife called me at the office to see if I could intercept Melanie walking through town. Found a couple of posters, but no Melanie.
She obviously heard this Henry Fernbank somewhere and believed what he said.
Yeah. You haven't heard anything about Jesus returning on Saturday, have you, Whit?
Well, let's put it this way. There's nothing in my Bible about it.
Oh, good.
Dale!
Anne, did you find her?
No, only a couple of posters.
How many did she make?
Oh, I don't know. She's pretty industrious when she sets her mind to it. Why would she do this?
No, just calm down, honey. It's not like it's the end of the world. Well, then again, maybe...
Oh, maybe she went home. Whit, could I use the phone for a moment?
Well, of course.
Whit, is this normal for a girl her age?
You mean Anne?
No, Melanie.
Oh, well, I don't know. Is there any such thing as normal at that age?
I guess not. But the second coming?
You know, every couple of years, somebody comes out with a new book or a new idea about when Jesus is going to return. People have speculated on it ever since he ascended into heaven.
The line's busy.
Oh, well, maybe it's her. Let's head home.
We better hurry. You know how Melanie is when she gets something in her head. Yeah. She's probably making random calls around town. Thanks, Whit.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. Let me know how it turns out, huh? Saturday. If only he would come back.
Phone number. There has to be one in this book somewhere. For more information about Henry Fernbank and the Power of Praise Ministries, simply call our 24-hour toll-free prayer line at 1-800-555-1264. That's it. I'll get to the bottom of this. I'll talk to Henry Fernbank myself.
Hello. You've reached the Power of Praise 24-hour toll-free prayer line.
Yes, I'd like
Thank
to make...
Thank you for calling. Our automated answering system will help you fulfill your need quickly and effectively through the simple press of your touch-tone phone numbers.
Good grief.
If you have prayer needs for spiritual concerns, press 1. If your needs are work or financial, press 2. To hear more about Henry Fernbank's landmark discovery of the day of Christ's return, press 3. If you'd like to know more about these...
All right, already!
Hello. If you're calling to get the answer to Henry Fernbank's landmark formula to determine the day of Jesus' return, search no longer. The answer is Saturday.
I know that!
Thank you for calling the Power of Praise 24-hour toll-free...
Wait, hold it! I'm not through... Thanks for your help.
Melanie!
Wow, why all the yelling?
Oh, hi, Robin. Is Melanie here?
Nope, but wait until I tell you.
I'm sorry, honey. Not now, okay?
Maybe I should go back out.
What's wrong? Did something happen?
No. Your sister's been putting up posters around town about the second coming. See?
Oh, no. How embarrassing. I told her this whole thing was crazy.
You know about it?
Yeah.
Well, then tell us.
It's all in that book she's reading by Henry Fernbank. He's got this formula that says Jesus is coming back next Saturday, and Melanie believes it.
Well, we figured that from the posters. What are we going to do, Dale?
Well, when she gets home, I'm just going to have to sit her down And tell her the truth.
The truth? What truth, Dale? This isn't like the Easter Bunny.
What about the Easter Bunny?
I know, but the Bible is very clear about the second coming, and I'll just have to show her some verses.
What were you saying about the Easter Bunny?
Oh, I don't like this. This is such a tender age, and she's so sensitive.
So am I. I want to know about the Easter Bunny.
Hi, guys.
Melanie!
What?
Where have you been? We've been worried about you.
I was out hanging posters like I told you.
But you were gone for so long.
Only an hour.
Well, it was a very long hour.
What's the big deal? Oh, you have some of my posters. Why do you have some of my posters?
Well, that's what I need to talk to you about, sweetheart.
You're in for it now, Mel.
Quiet, Robin.
What's wrong? Am I in trouble?
No, honey, not in trouble. It's this idea you have that Jesus is coming on Saturday.
It's not really my idea. Henry Fernbank came up with it.
Well, wherever it came from, I wish you'd talk to us about it first.
Why? You already believe Jesus is coming. You don't have anything to worry about.
That's true, Mel, but, Dale?
We don't really know if he's coming on Saturday.
Sure he will. Henry Fernbank figured it all out. You should read the book.
We don't need to read the book, sweetie. We know from the Bible that we don't know when he's coming back.
Then we don't know that it won't be Saturday, right?
Oh, Dale.
It's just not that simple, honey.
Sure it is. Henry Fernbank explains it all. You didn't read the book. You didn't work the formula. I did. I figured it out. You have to have faith. That's all.
We do have faith, sweetheart.
No, Dad. You have to believe. You all have to believe. Jesus is coming on Saturday.
We'll return with more of today's adventure and odyssey right after this. And now, back to the adventure.
Oh, good night, Dale.
Good night, darling.
Are you sure we did the right thing?
No. How can we be sure? I mean, I could have told her absolutely beyond a shadow of a doubt that she shouldn't believe Jesus is coming on Saturday, but I don't know if that's true. Besides, you saw her.
She's so sincere.
The one thing I don't want to do is damage her faith.
Yeah, so what do we do?
This is nothing we can do except wait until Saturday and she can see for herself. Right?
Yeah. Just so we're there to pick up the pieces Sunday morning.
Jesus, since you're coming back in just a couple of days, I hope it's okay if I ask you a few questions that I've always been wanting to ask you. They won't be hard since you know everything before I even ask anyway. Like, does it ever get boring living forever? And did you want to blast those guys who nailed you on the cross just to prove them who you really were? I would have. Good thing God didn't ask me to do what you did, huh? I keep wondering why you waited so long to come back. Everybody misses you. I mean, I know you're with us. Sometimes I wish I could just look at your face and really see you. I guess I will on Saturday, right? I have faith in you. I love you, Jesus. Please come back on Saturday. In your name, amen. Oh, I'll wait for you in my backyard, okay? Amen.
Robin.
Oh, hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, how are things at the Jacobs household on the big day?
Big day? Oh, you mean Melanie.
Uh-huh. Well, I heard on the news earlier that a large group of Henry Fernbank's followers went to the top of a mountain for an all-night prayer vigil. I assume Melanie didn't join them.
No, but she probably would have if she'd known. It's getting really weird, Mr. Whitaker. This morning she set up a tent in the backyard. That's where she's been all day. She's acting more excited than she does on Christmas.
Well, if you really believe, it is more exciting than Christmas.
Yeah, I guess. If you believe it.
You don't?
I believe Jesus is going to come one of these days, but I don't believe that some TV guy knows when it is. You don't believe it, do you?
Well, I have to confess I'm mostly skeptical of people who say they know when Jesus is coming back, but, well, I can't be too hard on Melanie.
Why not?
Because I once did something similar to what she's doing.
You did?
Mm-hmm. I thought I had the second coming all figured out. Obviously, I didn't. But the experience helped me in a very important way.
How?
Well, it helped me to come to a decision. You see, people have been arguing for centuries about when Jesus will return. But Jesus himself said that no one, not even the angels, knows. Only the Father. And he said something else just as important.
What's that?
He told us to keep watch and be ready because we don't know when the moment will come. So I decided to try and live every day as if it were the day of his return, making the most of every minute, working to glorify God in everything I do.
I wish you'd talk to Melanie.
Well, I haven't seen her, or I would have. But sometimes these things have to work themselves out. Now, I'm sure your parents know the best way to handle it. Oh, something wrong?
Well, when I left, Mom was all upset because Dad forgot they had to go to some kind of newspaper banquet tonight. She has to go with Dad, and that means leaving Melanie tonight. And that means I'm stuck babysitting.
Well, you do that all the time.
Not a wacko kid sister who thinks the end of the world is coming. I just want to stay out of it until it all blows over. I hope there's something good on TV. What?
Oh, it's sad, but What you just said probably summarizes how most people really feel about the Second Coming, if the truth were known.
Anne, we're going to be late. It's almost 7.
I'm coming. I just need to say goodnight to Melanie.
All right. Try and hurry, okay?
You're not going to be out real late, are you?
We'll be back as soon as possible. Listen, do me a favor. Be nice to her, all right?
Me? Am I ever anything but nice?
You've been very vocal about your feelings. Give her a break tonight, huh? No matter what happens, she might feel hurt.
Unless Jesus does come back.
Oh, my baby, sitting in that tent all by herself.
What'd she say?
She said going to this banquet will seem pretty silly to me when Jesus gets here.
She's right about that. It seems silly now.
Yeah, and she has her Bible and her Sunday school certificate next to her pillow. She says she wants to show them to him.
Oh, good grief.
Robin.
Okay, I'll be nice.
Anne, can we go now, please?
Well, I guess. I hate to leave her.
I know. Me too. Keep an eye on her, Robin. Make her come in if it gets cold. Thank heaven the weather held up.
Okie dokie.
Good night, sweetie.
Night, Mom.
What time is it? 10 till 10. 2 hours left, Lord. I've been here all day. Would he wait until the last minute to come? I guess it'd be more dramatic that way. Just to see who'll wait. Who really believes. Well, I believe, Jesus. I'm here. You are coming back, aren't you, Jesus? I hope so. I'm gonna have a hard time explaining it to everybody who read my posters if you don't. And besides, I want you to come back. I want to see you. Okay? Come back now. It's time. All right? Hello? I'm tired of sitting out here all by myself.
Ah! Robin! What are you trying to do? Give me a heart attack?
You scared me.
Well, I'm sorry. Move over.
What are you doing out here? I thought you said that this was weird.
It is weird. But I figured you might want some company. Boo. It's getting cold.
Here, the sleeping bag's warm.
Thanks. So, what's new?
Nothing. Yet.
Only 2 more hours.
I know.
You don't sound as excited as you did this morning.
It's been a long day.
No kidding. I'd have given up by now. I figure if he's gonna come, he'll come no matter where I am.
I guess. But I thought it'd be kind of nice to find a special place to greet him when he arrives.
Like one of those official reception committees who meet kings and stuff?
Uh-huh.
You'd need a really big red carpet.
Yeah. You think I'm dumb, don't you?
Come on, Mel. Dad told me to be nice.
You can say it.
No, I don't think you're dumb. You just get overexcited about things sometimes. I used to be the same way until I got mature.
Then I hope I don't get mature. I like getting excited about things. Even if Jesus doesn't come tonight, and I'm not saying he won't. It's nice to be excited about it. It was better than anything I've ever felt. I wish I could feel like this all the time. Maybe I'd be a better Christian.
Maybe. But you know what Mr. Whitaker says? It takes more than just feelings to be a good Christian.
I know. The feelings are nice, though.
Yeah. So, what are you gonna do if Jesus decides not to come back tonight?
Well, I've been thinking about that.
And?
I believed in him all this time without knowing when he was coming. I guess there's no reason to stop just because he didn't come back when I thought he would.
Sounds like a good idea. Are you coming in now?
No, you can go ahead if you want. I just want to wait a little longer.
Nah, I guess I'll wait too.
Really?
Yeah. Just quit hogging all the sleeping bag.
Thanks, Robin.
I knew this would happen. Those banquets don't know when to quit. It's after midnight.
Let's check the tent.
Oh, poor Melanie. I hope she's all right.
Only one way to find out.
Oh,
Look at them. Robin.
What?
Time to go to bed, honey.
Okay.
Melanie. Mel.
Jesus.
No, Mel. It's only Dad.
Oh. Hi. Did Jesus come back?
Sorry, honey. Not tonight.
Oh. Maybe tomorrow?
Could be any minute, sweetheart. Any minute. Is that all right?
Yeah. I can wait.
Good girl. We were praying you'd say that. Come on, let's get you inside.
You know, it's only natural for us to be excited about the second coming of Jesus. For a believer, it's the best thing that will ever happen. But like Melanie learned in today's story, it's important not to let our excitement get out of hand. That can lead to all sorts of wrong conclusions about Jesus' return, and all sorts of disappointments. It's better to be like Whit and remember what Christ himself said about the great day in Matthew 24, verses 36 and 42. No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, only the Father. Therefore, keep watching and be ready, because you do not know when your Lord will come. Adventures and Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written by Paul McCusker and directed by Phil Lawler and Chuck Bolte, who is also our executive producer. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.